Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome our visitors that we have with us. Matt was with us today worshiping, friend of Graham, cousin of Graham, and glad to have you. It's good to see everybody here today. We do have a prayer request before we get started. A friend of Sean and Daryl's, Ray McLean. He's 92. He doesn't have much at all. And his cat of 19 years just died. And he is suffering right now. And if you would, I'd like to go to God in prayer on behalf of Ray. And I sure hope that Daryl and Sean will be able to comfort him. Be of some comfort at this time. They are friends. They've known him 20 some years. And let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you, thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. Dear God, we ask right now, we come on behalf of Ray McLean. We ask that you comfort him at this time. This is a humble man. A man that does not have much, and he has lost a little bit of the few things that he has. Dear God, we ask that you comfort him, that Sean will be able to offer some sort of consolation, maybe even to where he will feel like coming here and worshiping with Christians and feeling the support from them and from you. Dear God, we ask that you be with us in the rest of this service. We hope that the songs, the communion that we've had, the prayers that we've had, we hope have been pleasing to you, and that this lesson will be in spirit and in truth and glorifying you. Please forgive us for the things that we do wrong. And we pray everything through your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
When I was little, I don't know about you, I loved playing hide and seek. I was a master. I could climb, shimmy, stay still. In fact, I thought of maybe trying to hide back. This fat old self ain't gonna do that today. But great game as a kid. Boys and girls, our whole neighborhood would play. We had a ton of kids that would play this. Great game. Unfortunately, as we grow up, we probably can't play hide and seek anymore. We can't climb and shimmy and scurry like we used to. But you know, the thing is, the bad news about this whole thing is sometimes we still do. We as people still try to play hide and seek. But it's different. We play hide and seek sometimes from others. We sometimes play hide and seek from ourselves. And unfortunately, we try to play hide and seek from God. And we think we're getting away with it. That's the thing. You know, kind of like the picture shows, you know, hiding, thinking, man, nobody can see me. But we don't really get away with it, really. With others, sometimes we wear masks. And there's a difference. I don't know if I can fully explain it. There's a difference in maybe acting some way at work, different than here, different than with your children at home. It's just different circumstances. There's nothing wrong with that. you're still the same person. Maybe, you know, when you're with a client, Tracy, maybe you're going to act different than maybe than with me if we're out to eat. You know, maybe a little bit more professional or formal or something. That, nothing wrong with that. But when we put on different masks and try to put put on a big act or project an image that we're not. And a lot of times we try to do that. We try to fool others. Sometimes people are able to get away with it. You know, sometimes people, you know, adults are good at playing hide and seek with others. Maybe never portraying their real self. That a lot of people don't really see that real person. But a lot of times they don't. They maybe think that they're fooling others. There are some people, you know, Stacy and I will watch some crime shows and stuff, and there's those FBI profilers and stuff that they can watch an interview, watch a person, and they cut through all the facade, and they get to who the real person is. And there are people like that. That can see people, they can see through this image of what people are projecting. You know, there's kind of there's a blessing and a curse with that too. You know, some people can see through others. And I tell you, it sure avoids a lot of heartache sometimes, where you're not taken in by their little con job. You know, that's a blessing, where you're not sucked into that little image that they're portraying. But you know what? Sometimes it's a curse too. Because if you can see through that, but other people don't, they're taken in. They may think person A is just the greatest person on the face of the earth. You know different. And people look at you, why are you so skeptical? Why are you? Until it unfolds. You were, when everybody else sees it, you saw it long before. But the problem is just the game of trying to put on an image that you're not. A lot of times you may fool some, but a lot of times you don't. In Matthew 6, verse 5, Jesus is explaining here on the Sermon on the Mount. He says, and when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. You know, and in this passage, he uses also the example of doing your charitable deeds to be seen by men, and fasting to be seen by men. And then in the next chapter, Jesus explains, you will know them by their fruits. Amen. You know, we can't judge people. You know, we're not in the judging business. That's for God and Judge Judy. Okay? We're not in the judging business. But Jesus says you will know them by their fruits. It will be evident. I've never, now, if the fruit is on the tree, I'm not a great horticulturalist, although I am growing some carrots right now. But just looking at them, I wouldn't have known what they were. You know, if I look at a tree and it's not the season for that fruit, I can't look at a tree and, oh, that's a such and such. That's a, you know, Now, if there's fruit, if there's oranges on the tree, I'm not going to look at it and think it's an avocado tree. I'm not going to look at it and think it's an apple tree. Jesus says, you will know them by their fruits. We can evaluate things. And when we try to fool others, others are looking at us, well, what fruit are they producing? Sometimes we try to fool ourselves. We play hide and seek from ourselves. Unfortunately, I have known some people in my life that literally, I don't think they ever knew who they were. Every couple of years, they're trying to reinvent themselves. And I don't really know if they know who they are. That's sad. You know, sometimes ourselves is the easiest to fool. And it's not always easy to find the real person inside. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 3, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? And we've talked about this passage before. You know, we're a lot of times we're more concerned with what other people are doing than cleaning up our own yard. You know, a lot of times we have 20/20 vision in regards to other people, but we can't see some of those obvious things in our own life. And we're playing hide and seek from ourselves. In James 1, James addresses this issue starting in verse 22. He says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. This is kind of tying in with what Jesus said about you'll know them by their fruits. You know? And not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. James kind of puts it right on the line for us. Puts it in black and white. And I don't know how else you could, that should drive the point home for people. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 11, we use this verse a lot of times, and rightly so, it's connected with the Lord's Supper, but its application goes much further than just the Lord's Supper. In verse 28 says, but let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. We must, when we're taking of the Lord's Supper, we have to examine ourselves and make sure we're doing what we're doing with the right attitude, with the right heart, in spirit and in truth. But that goes for our lives too. Let a man examine himself, not just take a quick glance. Examine deeply to see if we're pleasing to God. And the last one I'd like to look at is, and this is the vital one, you know, because this is the one that carries the weight. We may play hide and seek from others. What's the consequences? Maybe losing a friend, maybe, you know, pulling the wool over their eyes. Oh, okay. We may play hide and seek from ourselves, and we suffer the consequences of maybe never knowing what our true self is. Okay. That's a loss for you. But playing hide and seek with God the consequences are eternal. And they're of utmost importance. One thing we need to remember, God always knows. We can't be hiding, thinking, he'll never know. Nobody else knows what I'm doing. God won't either. God always knows. The good news, that's the bad news. The good news is he's always ready to forgive. All we have to do is repent. God knows what we're doing. But he's there with open arms. Loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Adam and Eve, first recorded in history, tried to hide from God. Didn't take long. Got all the way to the third chapter of Genesis, and they're trying to hide from God, trying to hide from their creator. We think of Jonah. Jonah was told to go preach to Nineveh. He gets on a boat to go to Tarshish all the way on the other end of the Mediterranean Sea. From the eastern end to the western end, that's where he was going to go. He'll never find me here. Thrown overboard. You know the story. Thrown overboard, the big fish gobbles him up. He is wrapped in seaweed in the belly of the fish, in the depths of the ocean, and God knows he's there. Can't hide from God.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 1, although this was talking to Jeremiah, calling him as a prophet, the concept is appropriate for us too. Before the Lord told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Amen.
Before you were born, I sanctified you. Mm-hmm. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Before we were born, God knew us. Knew us. Not just knew of a being. Knew us. This is not a political setting, so I'm not going to go any other places. This is religious. But God knew us before we were even in the womb.
Amen.
Luke 12, verse 2 and 3. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light. And what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms, all that whispering, will be proclaimed on the housetops. This is our scripture reading that Frank read. I appreciate that, Frank. The Apostle Peter. Not only I look at the words, but I look at who penned this. And it just kind of drives the point home a little bit. He says, starting in verse 3, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles. When we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Our friends, when we've changed, they may think it's odd. Why aren't you still doing the things we used to do? Come on, buddy, let's go. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's do this. Do that. No, I can't anymore. I've changed. I've grown up. I've matured. I'm a Christian. thanks but no thanks. They may even start talking evil of you. You know, that if you don't join them in that sin, as it says in verse 4, speaking evil of you. But we're reminded they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. We all will. And closing out, Hebrews 4:13, the Hebrew writer says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. We will give an account someday. Hide and seek's a fun game when you're a little kid. Mm-hmm. Tag, you're it. Now you gotta, you know, we caught you. Now you gotta find us. Fun game. But we can't hide from others. Shouldn't hide from ourselves. And we definitely shouldn't try to hide from God. Because we will give an account. If you've been playing hide and seek, and if you've been wrapped up in sin, I urge you to repent. God said in Acts 17:30, he overlooked those times of ignorance, but he calls on all men everywhere to repent. Mm-hmm. Now's a good time. Mm-hmm. If you're a Christian and you've been playing hide and seek from God, repent. Get back on the path because he already knows. If you're not a Christian, if you haven't put your Lord on in baptism, that is where we come into contact with the blood of Christ. As we're baptized into Christ, we raise a new creature. As Paul describes in Romans 6. If you need prayers of the congregation, we are more than happy to pray with and for you. Whatever your need, please come forward while we sing the invitation song and we'll address your needs. Let us stand while Daryl leads us.